all for joining me tonight. My first topic, of course, is what happened yesterday. But I first want to ask is, how many of you heard Big Fatty's show today? Raise your hand. Oh my gosh, so half of us.
This is an audio podcast. I don't know if we're raising hands.
So Scotty, Adam, and Daniel did not listen to Big Fatty's show
How
today.
How dare you call us out like that?
Moose, Larry, and I did.
I haven't heard it, but I'm surprised because based on what you guys said before we started recording, it sounds like he may have hit on the topic of what happened yesterday.
He did. He completely abandoned his show completely. No sound effects, no characters, nothing. It was just
no music.
No music.
And
it was just Big Fatty.
He never talks politics.
And he didn't really talk politics.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, it was more of a prepare yourself mentally and take care of yourself.
Right, like a little bit of a reaction kind of thing, and think of yourselves, do something for yourself, that kind of thing. It was definitely a departure from his usual podcast, and it was a bit surprising to me, actually. I saw all the reaction on Twitter. People were praising him and saying that was their best show ever, stuff like that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How many of you heard Big Fatty's show today?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3410 of the BFO for... Tuesday, the 2th of March, 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. We got some so-so questions, but we're going to start on a sad note. Got word on Monday afternoon that dear friend and fellow podcaster, member of Pride 48, Christian Messer, passed away on Monday morning. And I met Christian several times out there at the Pride 48 events out in Las Wages. Y'all, just as nice a person as you will ever meet. Y'all, I guess it was posted by Zombie Girl TJ, the news, and Jay the Haunt Cub sent me a message. And Jay hit exactly the right words. He was a dear soul. And y'all, he did the show Pleased to Meet You, which it's being Southern, I'm pleased to meet you too. And y'all, that's just a nice a nice statement, and it's not flowery or anything, but it's just a statement that pretty much described a Christian. And I know that he and TJ were special friends, and his co-host on Pleased to Meet You was Farrell. I'm sure that y'all don't have any details. Christian had not been in good health, and at one of our Pride 48 cocktail parties back in the fall, I had asked Christian if he would just kind of share his health story, and he did, and I'm glad he did. And y'all, we shall miss Christian Messer, and keep his friends and family in your thoughts. nice to have the calm, happy music on such a sad day. It's true. Y'all, let's see. What did I do after I spoke to you? Y'all recorded the Little Fatty Cast with old Veda. And y'all evidently Miss Lauren, y'all, she was having a conniption, just an absolute conniption, cause she didn't get her little show when she wanted it, and Big Fatty, but she got it, finally got it. Y'all, speaking of that, well, anyway, Sunday night, y'all, I did have my vegetable plate with the Brussels sprouts and the squash, and what else did I have? I had some of that poke roast, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And, y'all, recorded the little show. Y'all, I had done a little tinkering, over at the WWW. You know, Mr. Tim Kumal was helping me with that. And, y'all, that's never a good thing when, Big Fatty is tinkering. But y'all, I he's been helping me with different things. And, you know, I was, feeling emboldened. I was a coda, and y'all, I fucked it up, because, y'all, I knew something was wrong, because I accidentally, said to post the show rather than scheduling to post the show, but y'all, it didn't post, and I thought, oh, well, that's good. How did I fuck that up? And y'all, I should have known that was a sign. It was a sign. And so y'all, I was piddling around, and y'all, I was up late. I was up late Sunday night. It's not that I was couldn't sleep. It was just I wasn't ready for bed, I guess. But y'all, when the little show is supposed to post at 12:30 a.m. in the morning, Eastern. Excuse me, I was just having some of my Gus Chad ginger beverage, and y'all, it didn't post, and I went, well, that's odd, and but the Little Fatty Cast posted, and I'm like, well, that's very odd. And so, y'all, I came back in, and I was trying to figure out what I'd done, and, you know, looked at this and looked at that. And, y'all, it posted over at the WWW. It just didn't populate to the different little show catchers. And so I said, well, I must have fucked it up when I went in to, y'all, it's called the feed burner. Big Freddy, is it on the front feed burner or the back feed burner? Well, it was on the front feed burner on Sunday night. And y'all, I piddled around a little bit and tried to get it to populate, and I pinged it. Y'all, do you ping it? Have you ever pinged something? Yes, Big Freddy. I pinged the pong. Y'all, what one of the things I had done, because, you know, I've added the security to the BFO. I went in and I had added an S in the feed burner to the little show address, and I went in and I took that out and posted just perfect. So, y'all, fear not, the little show has arrived. I'm sure the only people that noticed it was late were those folks on the West Coast, or perhaps Miss Beaver, you know, Miss Beaver, or some of those. Y'all, speaking of Miss Beaver, I was watching, catching up on little shows. Y'all, there's one called The Chase, and it has the three big winners from the Jeopardy. They try to they go up against three contestants for cash money, Y'all, I believe this is right. Now, if it wasn't the chase, it was the hustler. Be ready. Anyway, they were talking to one of the contestants, and they said, "Well, if you win, what would you do with this money?" And he says, "Well, I would like to take a trip to the Faroe Islands. It's just lovely." And y'all about fell out my chair. Y'all, the secret's getting out. Miss Beaver, it's a good thing people can't travel there from the U.S. of A. right now, because it's coming. It's just coming. So anyway, y'all, finally, after working with the little trying to get the little show posted and all this kind of stuff, y'all, I didn't get in the bed until about after it was almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and because y'all, I couldn't figure it out, and then I'd go lay down and I'd think about it, and then I'd come back and try something, and it still didn't work. Anyway, it posted, anyway, y'all got up on Monday morning. Had my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, did my Sudoku. Yo, by the way, I got the Sunday Sudoku. You know, that's the big five puzzle one that kind of meld together. Got it without a problem. y'all, then I was off on my Nipple walk. Y'all, the day, March the 1st, y'all, it came in kind of half lamb, half a lion. The lamb part has been the nice temperature, and y'all, the humidity was not bad on the Nipple walk, but it was overcast, but the sun did come out some, and y'all were expecting rain on a Monday evening, and but y'all, I'm gonna call it a lamb. I think it came in like a lamb, and we're gonna stick with that. And y'all, while I was out walking, y'all, I was listening to some little shows, and y'all, that John Ong, he has started his little show again. And so if you're not listening to that, go over there and subscribe. It's Ong Line, like online, but ONGLINE.com. And y'all, he's telling stories about his father and everything, and y'all, old Cricket Hat, y'all, he's off on the slopes, as they say. You know, he's in fact, I'd be surprised if once he got to his private Idaho, I'd be surprised if he didn't run by the 7-Eleven and pick up some
If you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, then you haven't tried Bellamint's. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Bellamint's took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Bellamint.
Try sugar-free Bellamint's. You really taste the mint.
Yeah, I see, y'all, I'm still waiting for the official flautist of Pride 48 to recreate that for me. Ready? You just go ahead and keep living in your dream world. But y'all got home, took my shower. Y'all, washed my underpants. Y'all, my new bedspread for the guest room finally arrived. Y'all, it was shipped on the 15th of February, and it arrived today. Y'all got me some new socks, and y'all, it's just lovely. And that pretty much has been my day. Yes, me pretty.
It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show. And astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Jay the Haunt Cub. And, Jay, thank you so much for, well, I guess, thank you. Thanks for spending 20 seconds out of your life to fuck up a bumper for us. It's just lovely. Most people wouldn't bother. Big Fatty, I think he's just trying to tell you to go ahead and shut down the little show. Well, he may be, but y'all, here's a so-so question. Yes?
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes, and I was calling with a very blah question. When you go walking, what motivates you, and is it something that is, you know, like a never-increasing motivation? So, thanks a bunch. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Gay Country Wes. And, Wes, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. By the way, I did get an official ruling from that Peter G that they are going to accept the question about what's my favorite fast food ice. And Peter G says, ice is ice. And, y'all, Peter G is the one that told people about the designer ice or something on the Lotzel. But anyway, back to Wes's question. Absolutely so-so. what motivates me is a couple of things. Number one, I enjoy it. Number one. Number two is I kind of see this as my job to get out and do a little nipple walk. Y'all, I'm getting between 4 and 5 miles a day. Now, y'all, it will dramatically decrease when the humidity and the heat return. But I've got a couple of more months before it gets super bad. Oh, Biggie, that is super bad. I enjoy the apple clock. The apple clock kind of you know, I honestly think it motivates me also. So I appreciate that, and one of these days you're gonna have to call and tell me what your motivation is, Big Fatty. So Oh, dear, I guess it. Y'all, so-so questions are going to go on for a while. I think I've got like 10 or 11 of them left. So, you know, we're just going to, are we really in a hurry? You know, they're just so mediocre and all. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Again, keep Christian's friends and family in your thoughts and, y'all remember the good times that you've had with him. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from one of his gang bangs. And Archer, what would you like to ask as a so-so question?
How many of you heard Big Fatty's show today?
Oh, Big Fatty, there's no so-so question more than that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.